you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi, I'm Mark Striegel, host and producer of this show since 2005. On this episode, we're going to talk some rock, some metal, and
anything else we feel like.
We're also going to jam some tunes, have a drink, and share some honest opinions. Thanks for listening to the Talking Metal Podcast. Let's get things started. This is the Sean Baker Orchestra with Which Way to Radioland.
Here in Montreal, checking in with you guys, heavy Montreal. I'm here with Emily Striegel. How are you, Emily?
Seriously, having so much fun. I can't even deal.
What?
I love this festival.
Yeah.
So much.
I'm going to go on record saying North America's greatest festival.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, really is. They treat us so well. They drive us around on golf carts. They drive us to the stage.
They feed us.
They just fed us an amazing meal. I ate way too much.
But more than that, the vibe is just beautiful, and everyone is so kind and warm-hearted, and it's a community feel.
Yeah, and the music is just insanely good.
Loving it.
Asking Alexandra on stage right now. Sleep was jamming out some doom rock earlier. So much great stuff. I love the doom and sludge and stuff.
I'm loving the doom and sludge.
Yeah.
And Helix opened up the main stage earlier, and I had a chance to talk to their singer earlier, and he was just a gem of a person.
And yesterday, one of my new favorite bands, Red Fang,
performed. Was great interview.
Yeah, and also Witchcraft. We asked Mangus if he likes the word retro, and we'll get his answer shortly.
Oh my God.
On this episode, guys, we have Magnus P. Linder of Witchcraft. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that last name right, but and also Aaron Bean of Red Fang, who handles bass and does some of the vocals for Red Fang. So, yeah, two great interviews. One very short interview. Let's set this up. We get driven back to Artist World for our interview with Magnus.
Well, because they didn't want to come. Yeah. A lot of bands come to the press tent,
right? Media tent.
To the media
yes.
tent.
Yeah.
But Magnus didn't want to come over.
Right.
So you arranged to go over there, which was kind of a big hubbub.
Yeah, we had to get somebody to escort us back, which was cool. I was excited to get back there, but all our gear is set up in this media tent. So I brought with us some mobile stuff. And, of course, in the media tent, we have backup. We have battery backup. We have all this stuff. Anyways, we get over to the Magnus interview, get in, and my recorder won't turn on.
Nightmare.
And I thought the batteries were dead, but I actually think the hold function was locked, and I think the batteries weren't dead. But anyways, regardless, Magnus, you know, I think that threw me off, so I was kind of in a weird mood, and then, I don't know, it was the vibe of the interview was interesting.
Well, he didn't want to answer any questions. I felt like halfway through, I'm like, why are we even doing this interview? I mean, he was not rude by any means, but he didn't want to answer any questions, and you guys will hear that.
Yeah, so thank God you were with me, because we recorded this with Emily's iPhone.
Yeah, we did.
And it was in a very loud area.
There was reggae music. That may have made it tough blasting. For him, too. May not have been his favorite genre of music playing in the background.
Who knows? Who knows? No one knows much about Magnus, and you will know... you're not going to know much about him after this interview either.
No, so. You won't. We need to have him.
But I will say this. The guy is a brilliant artist.
He
and
is.
Makes such great music.
And you know what? Sometimes, let's be honest. Sometimes the most brilliant artists are a little awkward in interviews.
Yeah.
They're socially a little awkward. But he was not rude. He was just a little bit, I don't know.
Different.
Disconnected.
And maybe it was me. Maybe it was my vibe. I mean, here's a guy shows up to do an interview and he can't turn his recorder on.
No, I felt bad. Mark, I was like, if I were doing this interview, I'd be so thrown off right now, because every question you gave him, he was just saying, either I don't want to answer that or...
Yeah, not everyone. Let's let the listeners decide. Here we go, guys. This is The Outcast. This song is so awesome. It's by Witchcraft. Go buy it on iTunes. Go listen to it on Spotify. It's awesome. And Witchcraft is awesome. Here we go. The Outcast by Witchcraft, followed by my interview with Magnus from Witchcraft.
Thank you.
We are here at Heavy Montreal, and we are speaking with Magnus from Witchcraft. Magnus, how are you?
I am hungry.
Hungry. Cool. Well, you played a set today. Unfortunately, we were doing interviews in the press tent, so I missed it. How'd it go for you?
Good.
Good. And is this a one-off performance at Heavy Montreal for you?
Yes.
Yeah. Cool. And it's been, I guess, 2 years since the last record, Nucleus, right? And
yeah, January 2016. Okay. Yeah.
So are you thinking about new music at this point?
I'm always thinking about music, old music, new music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you doing writing? Are there songs, Witchcraft songs in the works, new ones?
Can't tell.
You can't tell?
No.
No, okay. All right, very good.
Classified information.
Cool. The production on Nucleus was such a rich, warm sound. Do you record in analog? How do you guys record and capture that warmth? Or is it more the gear?
I think that was a combination.
Yeah. Combination. So you do record? Do you record the tape?
I think no. That one was. I wonder if we used tape on that one. Not sure actually.
Right. Okay.
But on the other hand, it doesn't matter that much.
Right. Okay. So this is a one-off concert, Heavy Montreal. Are there plans for touring in the future?
I never reveal any plans.
Right. Okay.
I like to keep it that way.
All right.
Sometimes that's how I like.
Now, obviously, Witchcraft has a.
It's not McDonald's.
Right.
Even though people want it to be so.
Right. The Witchcraft sound, in a lot of ways, some people refer to it as retro. Is that a term you embrace or don't like?
I don't care. I think I've been pretty upfront the last 5 years what I want to say with my music. So,
yeah.
And that is, it hasn't really got anything to do with how we record stuff or, you know, it's more about the healing powers music can have. And so that's what I'm trying to get across to people. I think most people have something inside of them that they want to heal. Most people. And in the best of worlds, my music can help. But if you want to look at it as just entertainment, that's fine. It's fine, but you know. So I'm trying to do some healing, and if somebody else like, maybe there's something here for me, I can dig in.
Cool. And on that note, what albums have helped you emotionally or you heal?
I don't go any further than that.
Right.
No.
Okay.
Never.
Right.
So it's just, yeah, because it's it has nothing to do with me, if you understand what I mean. I can do this. I can give it away and just take it or leave it.
Right.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Yeah. So. And I mean, that also ties into, you guys are not real prominent on social media. Are you anti-social media or
anti-social media? No.
No.
There's some stuff going on there.
Yeah.
But I don't try to keep it like, you know, the Coca-Cola McDonald's way.
Right.
It seems kind of desperate.
Yeah.
I'm very confident in my songwriting, and it helped me to get to Montreal, Heavy Montreal. So I still am very confident that people are going to want us.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Cool. Well, we hope your songwriting continues, and I know you don't want to reveal future plans, but we hope at some point we'll get some more Witchcraft music. Nucleus sounded just fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Best of luck to you.
Thanks. Take care.
All right. Thank you.
Cheers. Thank you.
Yeah. Nice Thanks. To meet you.
Yeah. So hopefully you get some material.
Yeah.
Yeah.
the altruistic ones would cherish in their hearts.
Construction by Witchcraft, a band that performed at Heavy Montreal 2018. So good, so good. That's off the 2012 album Legend, by the way. And without further ado, we are going to get into my interview with Aaron from Red Fang, a band that we have to go see when they come through Brooklyn, Emily. I love these guys. These guys are really good. And to get us into the interview, let's hear Cut It Short by Red Fang, off the Only Ghost album, followed by my interview with Aaron Beam from Red Fang.
Cut and short.
Hey, it's Mark Striegel from Talking Metal, and I am here with Aaron from Red Fang. Welcome to Montreal, Aaron.
Thank you very much. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. And I have to admit, I didn't really know a lot about you guys, but when I started researching the heavy Montreal bands, I went on Spotify and started listening to the music and was really, really impressed. I really like what you're doing. I'm a fan of bands like, you know, Queens of the Stone Age, and I really felt that you guys kind of fit into that kind of niche, if you will. It's a unique sound that you're doing. And have you played heavy Montreal before?
We have, actually. We were just talking about it on the walk over here. 2011 was the last time we played, and that was when we were just starting out as what they call a baby band.
Right.
And we somehow got on the the Mayhem Festival.
Okay.
And so we're touring all over the whole country with way bigger bands, and all over the U.S., that is. And then I guess they had some arrangement with Heavy MTL so that we came up and did this. And it was, like, super early in the day, and I think we were on the main stage or something. It was pretty clear that people were not really sure what to make of us.
Right.
And they were, you know, kind of scratching their heads a little bit. So I think today will probably
go a
little bit
better. Well, it's a diverse lineup, you know, every year, really, and this year is no exception. I'm glad they included you guys. Is this a one-off for you guys? Because you're not really on tour right now.
No. Yeah, so we got offers for a festival in Kelowna, which is in BC.
Okay.
And our agent suggested maybe we drive to that and then drive all the way across Canada to this.
Oh, okay.
Also, because we got offers for both festivals at the same time, and we said, it sounds like kind of a lot of driving for...
Right.
So, yeah, we flew in for this. We're actually flying to Chicago to play at another festival in Chicago tomorrow and then back home. So it's a two-off.
Right. Is that the open air festival?
It's Wicker Park Festival.
Wicker
it's called.
Park. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And
I don't want to take up too much time, but I would like to back up for a second and say that I appreciate what you said about going on Spotify and hearing us.
Yeah.
Because that's a rarity. It seems like almost everybody who discovers us is through our videos.
Yeah.
And so, like, it means something to me that you appreciated what we were doing, like, musically without even seeing the videos first. So that's awesome.
Cool. And the one record, you know, I was listening to was Only Ghost, right?
Yeah.
And you worked, I was surprised to see who produced that record with you, a guy who did a lot of albums. I mean, Korn, obviously. Do you remember Amen? Amen.
No.
He did these great records with this band, Amen.
Okay.
One of the best live acts I ever saw.
Where are they out of?
They were out of Hollywood.
Okay.
And they then transplanted to Las Vegas. This guy Casey Chaos, and Ross worked with them, and no one knows about him. It's kind of sad. But how did you hook up with Ross? He did The Cure too, right?
Yep. I mean, he's done Tech Nine, who was just playing.
Oh, did he do Tech Nine?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
And Blood Brothers, like a bunch of stuff that's, you know, way farther out than what you know, people associate him with. The way we ended up working with him was we were, you know, on our fourth record. It was our third one with Relapse, and we were just trying to do something a little bit different. We'd done the first two in Portland with this guy Chris Funk, who's he plays in a band called the Decemberists, but he does production, you know, he produces records. So we just had kind of a list of different ideas, and Ross was on the list because our friends from a band called Wild Throne up in Bellingham had recorded with him.
Okay.
And then our friends from Toronto, Cancer Bats, have recorded with him also. And they both were just like, if you have any chance at all to record with him, you should. And as soon as Ross heard they were on his list, that he was on our list, rather,
right.
He jumped on a plane and flew up to Portland and just spent an afternoon, he just wanted to meet us and, you know, basically, like, express how into the project he was. And that was, like, we were all just sold immediately because... And that is a passionate guy. I don't know if there's too many people who are more passionate about music than Ross Robinson.
Absolutely. And what kind of producer is he? Is he like a work with you on the song structure?
Oh, yeah.
And he gets deeply involved. He's more than just turning the knobs. Does he even
turn
knobs?
He does. He has an engineer for when the basic tracking is happening, when the drum tracking is happening.
Right.
And then he's tracking all of the... they track drums to tape and then... You know, bass and guitars and vocals all are going straight into the computer.
Right.
And so he's tracking all of that. But, he's What he does is we'll rehearse the song on our own, and then he comes into the room and then stands with us as we play through it. And then he'll like have us play through it a couple times and just kind of listen and think about it, and then start offering suggestions for maybe what if you put, you know, the thing he said to us all the time is that we always would save like our best riff for the end of the song. It would be like,
yeah,
song would go along and then bust into this riff that was like the outro or whatever. Right. It's like, why do you just put that at the beginning? Why are you always leaving that for the end?
Yeah.
So, but he always makes it clear that he's just making suggestions. He never says you have to do it this way or this way. He just says, why don't you try it like this and see what you think? And, yeah. Yeah, it was real interesting. Even just having somebody else stand in the room with you who's like obviously paying attention to what everything sounds like makes you hear it and think about it in a different way.
Interesting. Interesting. And that last record, that was what, 2 years ago at this point,
yeah,
I think. So
yeah.
Are you thinking about new music at
point? Oh yeah. We're working on it already. We have one new song that was supposed to come out a long time ago on as a 7-inch, but a bunch of things got mucked up. And then we've got a bunch more. I mean, we have countless ideas, but we're starting to hone in on a pretty good little pile of things that will probably be the next record. So,
awesome. And you know, you're doing these two dates that you just mentioned, this being one of them, Heavy Montreal, this summer, but there is a tour happening this fall.
Yes.
And is September. That a headlining tour?
Yeah. A headlining tour. We're doing, most of it with our friends Big Business, who are out of L.A., who used to play. They were half of the Melvins for a while.
Oh, awesome.
And with a new band out of Atlanta called Dead Now, who is it's one of the guys from who was in Torch for a long time.
Oh, I love Torch.
And, Andrew, and then a couple other dudes from a band that was called Day Old Man. And then a band called Monolord is going to do a couple of the shows also. So
cool. Well, I know you're playing in Brooklyn in September, and that's our neck of the woods. So
we're in
New Jersey, so we'll get to that show for sure.
Awesome.
And before I let you go, you know, on Facebook recently, a lot of people have been posting like 10 albums that have meant something to them throughout their life. I don't know if you've seen this, but
I'm not on Facebook.
Okay.
So
well, good for you. But anyways, what are two or three? That and maybe, you know, share a few thoughts about each one, that not necessarily the best albums, but that personally touched you. They don't even have to be rock, you know, whatever,
right.
You know, whatever. Just if you could give me 2-3 albums that meant a lot to your life.
Well, I mean, there's a ton of them, but sort of some of the bigger ones were like early on, the first heavy metal record that I got. I think I was turning 12, and I asked for, you know, I was really into like Duran Duran and Hall & Oates and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then when I was 12, there's a Rick Springfield record that came out, and Stay Hungry by Twisted Sister.
Yeah.
I was like, get me one or the other.
Right.
And I got Stay Hungry, and I didn't get the Rick Springfield one. I feel like that kind of led me down a path.
Yeah.
And then another one that was, I mean, this is, you know, everybody's going to say this, but I guess another one, I'm going to skip way forward and mention a band that we actually, our first U.S. tour, we ended up getting to tour with them. They're a band called The Fucking Champs.
Okay. Not familiar with
them. And they were a 3-piece instrumental metal band.
Right.
It was just two guitars and drums. But the first time I saw them, they were playing actually in the mail room at the college that I was going to.
Right.
You know, to like 10 people. They were in the mail room. And I walked in and I, you know, because friends had put on the show. And I heard like, oh, there's bass, two guitars, and drums. Then I couldn't see him. Then I stood up on a box and saw that it was just like one of the guitar players was playing with his fingers. And then one of the guitar players had a 9-string guitar. And it was like, they were just pretty, they made a huge impact on sort of my idea about songwriting, and kind of shifted me out of this focus on like really overly thought out, you know, math rock into sort of like, you know, you can do stuff that's complicated, but that still has like a really good flow and still, you know, calls back to sort of the, you know, the roots of what I consider to be fun about music and metal and stuff like that. So yeah. And it's not really an album. It's like their very first tape.
Yeah,
it was called Actually, it was the second one. It's called Triumph of the Air Elementals.
Wow.
I don't think you can even get it on. I don't think they've even made a CD version of it. Yeah. I had a cassette of it. So, yeah, that was a big one, too.
Cool. Cool. Well, again, we're talking with Aaron from Red Fang, which is a great band. Everyone has to go out and check this band out. And on the podcast version of this, we play music. Is there a track we could play for the listeners to take us out here?
Well, you could play one of ours. Or
yeah, one of yours.
Yeah, actually, I guess maybe Wires would probably be a good...
Okay.
Or actually, yeah, Wires is probably a good one to lead you out.
Right. Cool, yeah. Let's do it.
Cool.
Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you.
Mama's not okay, she likes a candle.
Check out their latest release, Only Ghost, produced by Ross Robinson, who did, of course, Slipknot, The Cure. He did the Roots record by Sepultura.
Amazing.
Yeah, groundbreaking record. And he has produced the last Red Fang record, Only Ghost. I wonder if they'll work with Ross again. Who knows? Hopefully we'll find out soon. Catch them when they go out on tour this fall. I guess this September they're out on tour. So look for Red Fang when they roll through your neck of the woods. Emily, thanks for coming up and hanging with us here at Heavy Montreal. It's been so much fun.
I don't want to miss another one. I seriously had a blast last time and just as good of a time this time.
Yeah. Well, it's been 2 years since we were here. We were here in 2015. 2016, they didn't do it. 2017, we missed it. We're here for 2018, and we will be here. If they throw a 2019 version of Heavy Montreal, which I bet they will, and they invite us, we will be here.
100%.
Yeah, that's going to do it for today. And to take us out, another band that performed here at the festival, Heavy Montreal 2018, where we're recording this right now, we're going to hear a little I Hate God. Cool, guys? Go support I Hate God on iTunes and Spotify and all that. Guys, we'll talk to you next time. Always a pleasure. Support us. Use our Amazon links. Join us on Patreon. Here's I Hate God.
around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.